Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for listening to today's program and watching the critically acclaimed paranormal fantasy novel from author G.R. Jerry, Tom and Lovey, is being called a definite must-have for all horror and suspense fans, a finely crafted narrative. For G.R., his lifetime interest in the macabre started at an early age. Born and educated in North Shore suburban Ohio, a military veteran, a career in insurance that took him to Chicago, now living with his wife in central New Mexico, still fostering mystical, magical, fantastical images of the mind and the horror of it all, the result, a page-turner that captures your attention from page one. Tom and Lovey by G.R. Jerry, our guest on today's program. Welcome to the show, G.R. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here with you.
This book, as I mentioned, takes off from the first page, and we'll talk about that in a second, but I want to go back to where this all began for you. I said this started off as a child, the interest in all of these paranormal stories. What happened as a child in your life that suddenly spurred this imagination and you come up with the book Tom and Lovey?
Well, back then we had all the old movies on. Of course, they're old now, but back then they were pretty popular. The Lon Chaney,
yes.
The Bela Lugosi type, the horrors, the King Kongs. I had an interest in that, and I guess that just developed through the years because I kept my interest in that type of genre. And as I grew a little bit older and began to expand my reading horizon, authors like the Stephen King and the James Patterson, Kuntz, those people interested me, and I kind of just sat back and read these guys, and I became quite interested. And actually, the first piece that I had written took me about 10 years or so. That we sent into editing with Book Venture. They're looking at that now. They're proposing that we do a multiple series in that.
Oh, great, great.
Because it's so large. That actually started from a dream I had when I was living up in the East Coast in the Connecticut area. And the dream just kept with me. So after about 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I finally said, well, if I'm not going to do something, nothing's going to happen. So I kicked myself in the butt, and I'd get home from work, and even on the weekends, I'd spend an hour or two, and I'd started putting some of the prose to work, develop some of the concepts, and I spent quite a long time putting that book together. But I figured, who's going to buy a book from this person when, that, especially that large, when he has no accreditation, on his resume? So I thought, well, first, I should probably try to get something that's a little bit shorter in the same fantasy and horror that might attract attention, but put something out there to get my name out on the streets.
And you've done that with the book is called Tom and Lovey, G.R. Jerry, our guest on the program. The book is available Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can find it at bookventure.com as well. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned from page one, talk about the way you go about writing, because so often authors will, I'm going to say waste, but they will set up a chapter, maybe two or three, before you really get into the action. You come out of the chute pretty quickly. Was that intentional on your part? I'm going to grab people from the beginning, and they're going to want to read the rest of the book.
Actually, the concept from the book came from a magazine I subscribe to that's written for writers and poets and publishers, people in the in the literature industry. And periodically, once a year, they will have a contest. Well, they'll put out a phrase and suggest to the contestants that they write a story limited to about 500 words. So I took the first sentence and put my concept together. And so quite honestly, I believe the prologue to the book, The Beginning, is a result of that, myself having to condense the story into such a short framework. So then, of course, I didn't win the contest. I had thousands of entries, but I just couldn't shut up. I just had to go back and say, okay, how are we going to develop these characters? So I essentially had a plot line in place and figured, okay, let's go back and let's fill it all in and develop the story. So that's how I came up with it. Actually, I published this, self-published it as an electronic book with a different publisher. The name of the book was Stargut, named after one of the key characters in this piece. But the feedback I got, there was about 600 and some entrants. I didn't win place or show, but I got favorable feedback. And one of the comments made, the lowest I got was an average rating of 5 ratings that were contributed by the by the commentator right there. And he said the cover was average. So I decided, well, let's go with a different cover. So I removed some of the artifacts that I had, such as the crucifix, which is a key element in the development of the book. I pulled that off because I thought it might have given the person observing the cover the idea that it was a very hard religious tone to it, yes, which was not my intent. So I pulled that off and put other aspects in there, such as the animal that shows up there, as well as the moon, which plays a key part, and of course the woods, and that's where all the action takes place, is under the moon and into the wood.
Yeah, the name of the book is Tom and Lovey. The book is available, Under the Moon and Into the World, by G.R. Jerry. You can find him on Facebook as well, G.R. Jerry. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on. The book's available in the usual forms, including Kindle, so you've got an ebook available. You can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at bookventure.com. Let's talk a little bit about the premise here, the storyline, Tom and Lovey. Let's explain Lovey, first of all, exactly who she is and the mission that she's on.
Well, Lovey is is one of the two key characters. She was married to a man named Bill. And Bill was, of course, one of the victims of the devil sheriff, Stargut, in this fictitious town. She was one of the few people, if any, in the area that could identify that this person, Stargut, was an evil figure. And one day her husband goes off to work. She never sees him again, because on his way back into town, the sheriff stops him and takes him down. I don't want to reveal too much about what happens, but subsequent to that period of time, she is on a mission to seek this sheriff out, get him out into the open, and to exact revenge upon this evil character that removed her husband from his life.
And she's on a mission for a number of years to do that. Tom and Lovey, the title, we've talked about Lovey. Tom comes into the picture. Explain exactly who he is.
Tom is the other key figure, and eventually, of course, at the end of the book, we'll find out that these two pair up. Of course, the end of the book will suggest what's happening with them and where they are going. But Tom is a figure that gained immortality as a young fellow. He was about the age of 15 when his parents were viciously attacked and murdered by this evil beast. which changed form from human to a beast figure. And during this confrontation with this evil beast and the murder of his parents, Tom obtained his immortality with his in this confrontation. I'm not sure you want me to reveal too much about what actually took place, but after this event, Tom wakes up a couple days later, realizing that he has matured by about 20 years. So he's gone from about 15 years of age to approximately 35. So it takes him a while to adjust to that. He goes into town, meets with a pastor there, and develops a relationship with the Lord. And then he takes it upon himself to be a preacher of sorts. He figures this because he's going to go out into the world and track down all these other vicious, devilish characters that are walking around.
Yeah, go ahead and finish on Tom, and then we'll talk about the all of the characters are so well developed. But finish telling us what you can about Tom, and I hate to ask too much because we don't want to give away too much enough that people go, you know, this is a great story. I'd like to find out for myself. So Tom is really a key character in this.
Correct, and the scent of evil is what leads him around. When there is something in the air that's evil, somehow it finds its way to Tom's nostrils, and he follows this. And this is how he winds up in the city of Wrong, on the outskirts of which is where Lovey has her farm adjacent to Patty, her best friend, who has come under the spell of the evil sheriff, Harrogate, or our evil friend here, Stargut.
Yes, you mentioned the village of Wrong. Let's talk about that. You've done such a nice job in explaining that. It feels real. I can see it as I'm reading about it. Talk about the village of Wrong. It's a fascinating area that you've created.
This is a fictitious town that the evil man Stargut has created, being the devil that he is. So it's a town that just shows up overnight, has several buildings in it, of which one is the Richie's Tavern, which is connected to the city hall and the sheriff's office, where this is the focal point of where Stargut does his deeds and creates his little harangue of characters. He's attempting to create a perfect being that can switch over as he can himself from a human form into an animal form. But he just can't get it right. And for all these years after the demise of Lovey's husband, Bill, Stargut is attempting to create this perfect being, but he keeps on coming up with mutants. Now he has his eyes on Lovey, because here he sees the perfect person that will meet his needs.
We're talking about the book Tom and Lovey, Under the Moon and Into the World by G.R. Jerry. The book is available at Book Venture. Of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. G.R. active on Facebook as well, G.R. Jerry. And there are a lot of twists and turns. You're reading and it's like, I didn't see that coming. How did you go about setting this up? Because we know where you're going with the story, and suddenly we find we took a little detour there. Didn't see that one coming. How much fun was that to set this up and play with us as we're reading it? Because we think we're a step ahead of you, and it's like, no, we better just settle down and see where GR is taking us here.
It was kind of interesting and fun from my perspective, being the person that's writing it. Ideas pop into your head. I knew that I had to develop these characters well, And so I applied using the first and the third person, with the exception of Tom, for, you know, in one piece I'll be writing as Lovey is reenacting her memories of what took place. And at other times I'll be talking in the third person about Lovey and Tom's interactions. And of course, I'll go back in time to help develop the character of Tom, which happened to occur, his immortality happened to occur just around the time of around 1876, and right near the demise of our favorite bungling general, Armstrong Custer. So this story, these memories and flashbacks will take us back to the Old West and introduce additional characters in Tom's development as a preacher of sorts.
The paranormal fantasy novel, Tom and Lovey, a big, big finish. And you get to the end. Sometimes you're disappointed in reading a book when you get to the end. You're not only not disappointed, you're looking for another chapter. You want this to continue. You don't want this ride to be over with. Talk about what you had in mind as you ended. And boy, we're hoping there's something more coming out from G.R. Jerry. We'll follow this story.
Well, living in the New Mexico area, in the town of Corrales, on the north side of Albuquerque, we have the beautiful view of the Sandia Mountains. And one of my characters from the story actually was introduced by my evenings of glancing at the beautiful sunsets we have. We face the western side of the mountains, and in the evening, the sun will reflect upon the particular stone in the mountains there that will cast its shadows and colorful hues. Of course, the Spanish gave the Sandia Mountains their name, being Spanish for watermelon, based upon the colors that would reflect off the mountain. Of course, one evening, when I'm looking at these mountains, you know how you look at clouds and you like to see animals and people,
yes,
etc.
Yes.
You look at these mountains and you see different shapes. One of those, of course, is the infamous Thunderbird that I introduced toward the end of the movie. And of course, as Tom and Lovey head off in his old 65 Chevy van down Route 66 towards New Mexico, following another scent, they will be in pursuit of the Thunderbird. And that will be Tom and Lovey's second edition, Pursuit of the Thunderbird.
And I am looking forward to that. Tom and Lovey is this book that we're talking about, Tom and Lovey, Under the Moon and Into the World. G.R. Jerry, the author.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Into the Wood.
Yes. Into the World or Into the Woods.
Yes.
Our guest on the program, that's the name of the book. The book's available all across the country, and you can find it at Book Venture, at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon.com. The book is really so well done, and I'm thinking a couple minutes left in the program. Character development is strong as I'm reading the book. I really feel I know these people, as well as your ability to describe the scenery. Let's talk about that. There's really nothing left to the imagination. When there's a gory scene, you portray it as a gory scene, and we get to see it. You didn't leave anything to our imagination. You nailed it for us, didn't you?
Well, you're really humbling me now, Rick, but I appreciate the comments. I'm not sure. I just try to, when I read, I try to put pictures in my mind, you know, and when I read certain authors, they have this uncanny ability to put you right in the picture frame. And that was what I was hoping to achieve without being too wordy, to describe and set up a scene that the characters can step into and lose themselves in the fantasy. So that was my goal, and I'm pleased that at least I've reached you, and that's very hopeful for me.
Well, yeah, it was so rewarding in reading the book. And again, it's one of those, I described it, one of the reviews called it a page turner. And that is the case. It's like, I really don't want to like finish this chapter, put it away until tomorrow. I want to keep going and finish and keep the story going. The book is Tom and Lovey, Under the Moon and Into the Wood. It's available all across the country. Just an excellent, a fascinating read. One review said, boy, this is so visual. I see this as a television miniseries. I see this as a film. You're so descriptive, it is visual as you're reading it. Any possibility, any chance you think that this could turn into a TV project?
Well, you know, Rick, if you're in the right place at the right time, things can happen.
Yes.
And I'm just hoping that I can put myself in the right place at the right time, especially in the current times with the re-release of Stephen King's book, It, and the reproduction on the big screen of the movie version and other books that are being released. The horror fantasy genre is really piquing the public's interest. So there's a place and there's a time. And I guess if I can be one of those persons to share with it, then I'll be quite happy.
And there's so many program outlets now. Everybody is producing for television, for movies, just for mobile devices. A lot of program is going to be needed, and this certainly would fit into that category. Got to ask you just a minute or so left in the program. Paranormal fantasy novel, you've created your own world. How much fun was that? This is my world. This is how I see it. I don't have to worry about doing research and all of this. This is my world. How much fun was that to create your own world?
Oh, it was awesome, and I've been reading quite a bit about the Indian history, as you know, one of our characters that will be introduced later in the book is Red Deer, a Navajo raised by Apaches that becomes one of Tom's influences and mentors. So I'm researching on Indian background, etc., so that might develop actual history as a backdrop and sideline right to the story piece.
I love your enthusiasm, your passion. I can see your mind is always working. No matter where you are, you're thinking, how can I develop a story out of this? The book we're talking about is Tom and Lovey, Under the Moon and Into the Wood. It's written by G.R. Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. The book's available at Book Venture, Barnes & Noble, at Amazon. You can find it in Kindle e-form as well. Facebook for G.R. is very simple, G.R. Jerry. And you can link on by going directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. G.R., a pleasure having you on the program. It was a delight to read the book, to get inside your mind there a little bit. It's a little strange in certain areas there. That childhood is coming back.
Well, half of it's in outer space, but I certainly enjoyed spending time with you, Rick. This has been a pleasure on my end.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure here, and I really enjoy the book. It's called Tom and Lovey. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Check it out at Book Venture. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on directly to find information on GR's book. Once again, Tom and Lovey, GR Jerry, our guest on the program. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.